This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, August 26th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden attended the Farm Progress Show here in Decatur today. Speaking with media at the show, Vaden said they recognize farm commodity prices are low and that supports that were in the budget reconciliation bill won't arrive in time to help cash-strapped farmers.
And we don't get the Commodity Credit Corporation re-upped until really November of this year. And that's after the harvest is largely completed for our corn and soybean farmers. So we've got to get them from this growing season to the next growing season. Now, part of that is the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, the $8 billion that we have laid out, the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, the first tranche of which is about $4 billion total that we've laid out. The second tranche will be announced in September, which will cover crop losses that were not covered by crop insurance. And there may be future announcements to come in that respect as well. But all of that is only a partial answer. And we are seeking to develop policy solutions to help bridge that.
Vaden says the administration is fully aware that U.S. farmers need a level playing field and higher export demand.
When I've had conversations with Ambassador Greer, when Brooks had conversations, our focus had been on row crops. We're looking at the same commodity prices that the farmers are. We know those have got to come up, and the only way those can come up is through increased demand. Getting us back our old markets won't be enough given the level of productivity that we have. We've got to open up new market, and that's on our focus. But you can bet that on every conversation that Brooke and I have with administration officials, opening up new markets, focusing on the commodity price, and focusing on the possible record yields we are seeing this fall is first and foremost in every conversation that we are having.
Vaden said in addition to growing markets, work must be done to challenge unfair competitors in the marketplace.
One thing we've got to look at is who our competition is, and that's Brazil. That's why there's a Section 301 investigation looking at how Brazil is competing with American soybean farmers. That's that deforestation piece. That is ag through and through. When we're producing the yields that we're producing on a sustainable basis that we're producing without any environmental harm, and we are competing against people who are literally burning down a forest to expand their agricultural productivity, that's something that's difficult to compete with. That's not an even playing field. We're not going to tolerate that, and that's why we've got this investigation going, because our farmers should not be competing with people who are not playing on a level playing field that we are.
Vaden says little has been shared about the administration's plan to reorganize USDA because the proposal is currently in a comment period.
We're taking comment. We're going to review those comments, and then we'll move forward once the comment period closes and we've had a decent opportunity to review them. As to why we pick somewhere like Indianapolis, it's very simple. USDA already has a footprint in the Midwest. Indianapolis is a wonderful location to build on that footprint. There is government office space available that the taxpayer is already paying for and that we can move into without any added cost to the taxpayer because they're already paying for it.
The deputy secretary says a lower cost of living in those hub cities should help maintain veteran USDA staff. Well, much attention given to a human infection of New World screwworm announced over the weekend. Vaden says this isn't anything new and poses no threat to other humans or livestock.
That this is not the first human case of screwworm in the United States. If you go back, we've actually had a handful of them over the past decade. They all result from the same thing, which is a tourist or American citizen going to an area of the Western Hemisphere where it is endemic with an open wound, unfortunately, and they get infected. While it's not great for that person, it is treatable, but it doesn't pose a risk to livestock.
Vaden said he spoke to his Mexican counterparts over the weekend, and an APHIS team will be going to Mexico in 2 weeks to assess the New World screwworm situation in that country. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Healthy meals start with healthy farms. 83% of adults think farmers and ranchers should have a seat at the table to discuss how policy decisions impact their ability to grow a safe, affordable, and sustainable food supply. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.